a wagging tail has a variety of meanings. Depending on the position and the speed of the tail, we know that the tail wag is a means of communication because dogs wag their tails only at dogs, people, or other animals, never at inanimate objects. The most familiar tail wag is a broad, medium to fast, sweeping motion.
I'm familiar with that one.
The dog is showing you the proper greeting given to the pack's top dog, in this case, you.
Oh, well, I feel good now.
Indicating happiness and submission. And the faster the tail, the more excited the dog.
Okay.
Tail position can actually telegraph interest, challenge, dominance, confidence, relaxation, fright, confusion, or aggression. A tail that is mostly horizontal but not stiff is usually attached to a dog who would like to find out more about you.
Mm-hmm.
And your dog is interested by not yet challenging or aggressive. When the tail is fully horizontal, a challenge is to either another dog or a person is in the offing.
Okay.
The dog who walks around with their tail up but not vertical says, I'm top dog around here. And the dog who feels confident and in control holds its tail up and over its back.
Oh, and that kind of curly.
Yeah, providing the tail's long enough.
Yeah.
A tail that is lowered, but not between the legs, usually belongs to a dog who is relaxed. And a frightened or submissive dog tucks their tail between their legs. I've seen a lot of that in my classes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a universal sign in dogdom. Please don't hurt me. A dog whose tail wags slowly may be confused and they're not sure whether they should be making friends or an attack.
Just making sure. Sussing right. Things out.
Yeah. And you got to watch out for those dogs whose tails are bristling. They're stiff. Wagging fast is another telltale sign of a dog that shouldn't be messed with.
Really?
Mm.
Okay.
An excited tail wag can be combined with aggressive signals at other areas of the body. So don't expect a wagging tail to be attached to a friendly dog all the time.
Yeah, that would be a notion that most people had, I think. They see the tail wagging and the dog looks happy and must be okay to approach. But that's not the case, you're saying.
No, you have to also look at the hackles of the dog's back, the place of the ears,
okay,
the mouth. So who says dogs can't talk? Anyone who's studied the way dogs' tails wags know that the canine vocabulary is pretty extensive. You just have to learn the language.